Blog Talk Radio.
Let there be light, and there was a light. Let there be earth, and there was earth. If I had my way, I would ask of him, please let there be you.
Shoo-be-doo-be-doo.
Let there be rain, and there was rain. Let there be heaven up above. If I had my way, I would ask of him, please let there be you. You are the feeling of spring. You are the beginning of dawn. You are the meaning of everything. How could anyone go wrong? Let there be stars, and there were stars. Let there be moon, and there was moon. If I had my way, I would ask of him, please let there be you.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. You were just dozing off, weren't you? Now you're feeling uncomfortable. How you doing, guys? Well, the big news right now, at the moment, 6:53 p.m. on the last day of the month of May, is that an Army sergeant who walked off his base 5 years ago and was captured by the Taliban and made to wear a silly red hat, yeah, it's free. And thank God he's free, and we're all glad he's home, and we'll give him a big welcome home. We will forgive him his sins and bring him to everlasting life. And I think his name is Bo. Bo Bergdahl, and President Obama already knows him on a first-name basis. He calls him Bo. And he says, we never leave anybody behind except for those four guys who were going to testify against me in Benghazi. Yeah, this guy is the biggest phony that ever lived, man. Now, how did he trade five of the Al-Qaeda for one Bo? Were the Taliban willing to settle for one-on-one, and Obama suggested take four more because I'm trying to close Gitmo? If you want to close Gitmo, you can close it tomorrow. All you have to do is take the remaining guys that are there, fly them to San Francisco, give them nice colored clothes, and let them march in the gay pride parade, and then take them to the airport and watch them beg to stay. Yeah, unbelievable, man. We're in trouble. We're a nation. It's really, we're coming apart at the seams. We're coming apart at the seams. Now, the word is out. Who's going to take Shinseki's place? There are two candidates. General McChrystal, who Obama stabbed in the back and the neck and the right shoulder. Yeah. And Admiral Lemon, the great admiral of the seas. Yo-ho, yo-ho. Yeah. the great admiral who said he would never attack Iran, even if he was ordered to do so. Yeah. The thing that bothers me about Bo, I'm glad Bo was released. And I got a feeling that if it's true that Bo walked off the base and into the arms of the Taliban, I think he changed his mind after about a month. Yeah, it wasn't all cracked up what it was supposed to be. And 5 years with the Taliban can really get boring. Yeah, okay, but he's home, he's free, he's one of us, and we didn't leave him behind like Obama and Hillary blood clot Clinton left the four in Benghazi to die. And only because of those four, of three of those four, and there's one guy that came off the roof 20 hours later still alive, and one guy that we don't know about that was up on that roof. Him, they probably got buried in a cell somewhere. Yeah, he doesn't, because he has a lot of things he wants to tell the American people. So they probably got him held in incommunicado, which means solitary confinement. Yeah, we'll find out. All this is going to all come out very soon, just like this house of cards unraveled on the VA. Yes. Okay, the reason they want McChrystal in the VA is because they want to, the party of death wants to make sure, and the Republicans also want to make sure McChrystal doesn't run for the presidency. You know, I mean, he might be the right man at the right place at the right time. If we get a new kid, you know, it would be better to have McChrystal than Billy Bonney. Yeah, it'd be better than having Hillary, who's, the nuke can't go up above to the seventh floor. The nuke can only be six stories. Yeah, I wonder how many stories got told on the way up to the seventh floor on the night of Benghazi. Well, you know, if I was president, your president, I would be taking that 3 a.m. phone call. Hello, Hillary. Listen, Hillary, we're up on the roof in Benghazi. We've laser-painted the mortar platoon that's setting up. Get somebody over here. We can still win this thing. Hello? 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 I know you're there, Hillary. Yeah. Yeah, we'll look sad at the funeral. Yes, let's practice how sad look, Barack. Yeah, man, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. So, it's not my opinion that counts. It's the opinion of you, the American, the dying breed of Americans. Yeah, the God and country boys, the spirit of America. Here's what Richard Swiger has sent based on the news announcement that Obama is trying to get his ratings up by freeing the slaves, the military slaves, but he cut their pay. And I seen Chuck Hagel today. He's declared war on Thailand. This guy should not be allowed out of Disney World. He should be allowed to wear one costume only. This guy, the last time I saw this POS, he was telling troops that were standing at attention that we all have to tighten our belts a wee bit. I don't think this guy has a belt tightener for his big ass. Yeah, Chuck Hagel, he's attacking the government of Thailand for the coup d'etat. Yeah, just what we need. You know what? If you're going to do that, Thailand, we're going to pull all our troops out. We don't have any here? No. Yeah. Well, we'll bring charges against you at The Hague. At The Hague. We'll lay an egg at The Hague. Yeah. And we'll go to the international community. We'll go to our coalition of the willing. Yeah, well, you just lost Thailand. Japan. You lost Japan. They haven't told you yet. They're building nukes, buddy. They're not telling anybody. They're the masters of the first strike. You think they're going to let China push them around? You got to watch some World War II rehearsal movies. This is what Richard Swiger says about today's rescue exchange, prisoner exchange. I'm glad that this soldier came home to his mom and dad. His dad worries me. His dad's got a big beard and a ponytail. I'm sorry, fellas. I don't go for beards and ponytails in Americans. I like to see that Gillette shave. I like to be able to run a pack of cigarettes along my face and listen and not hear the stubble meeting the cellophane. Sorry. And I like short haircuts on men. Sorry. Yeah, now that's not saying you're not a man. That's not, but his father worried me. I didn't like the way he was growing his beard. It's not trimmed nice. And he's got a ponytail, and he's in a shirt and tie, which I don't think is a standard uniform of the day. And then he said, and I'd like to say, because my son hasn't spoken English in 5 years, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That's the opening prayer of a Muslim. In the name of the merciful God. So now I'm wondering, which side is dead on here? You know, oh, thanks, President Obama. I'd like to thank the State Department and everybody that did something. Hey, Obama, there's a guy who served in 2 tours in the Marine Corps, and he's got PTSD, and he's rotting away in a Mexican prison. And you haven't called for no traffic into Mexico until he's released. You haven't called for a boycott of Mexico until he's released. You haven't called for cancel all of the trips to Acapulco. Cancel all the trips to Tijuana until he's released. So stop playing Mr. We're all in this together, because you're not. If the guy's a Christian, a Christian woman that just had a baby, I don't see you getting her out. I don't see you giving 5 Taliban for her. I don't see you giving 5 Taliban to the Mexicans for, what's his name, Tamarushi? Yeah, sergeant in the Marine Corps. All the Marines should go down there and get him. Yeah, I could see the look on the TSA or whoever's told not to guard the border anymore. Hey, and listen, 2,000 ex-Marines just showed up, and they're all carrying. Yeah, and they're not carrying each other. They're carrying guns, and they're going in to get the one guy. Mr. President, I think you better do something. Yeah, and you know what? Maybe the Bundy Riders could go in there. Yeah. Oh, wait till America gets its Liberty Bells back. You're all going to be in trouble. Yeah, they lost their Liberty Bells. They no longer have 2 big Liberty Bells. But they're going to get them back very soon after we're all out of the Middle East and the Middle East is all here. We see, we're going to be able to fight in the backyard. Won't that be great? You won't have to travel. Yeah, oh, man, are we going to be in for it? Rock 'em, sock 'em. Hello, Mr. Putin. Listen, this is Obama. I'm just letting you know I threw 500 missiles in the garbage today. Oh, I got rid of all the crews. I did everything you told me. So this is what Swagger says. I'm glad that this soldier can come home to his mom and dad. I wouldn't know what to do if one of my children were held and I couldn't see them or know if they are alive or dead. Thank God. But we all know this was Obama trying to get the veteran scandal to go away. He has broken our laws once again, didn't go to Congress, and continues to act as a dictator, not as a president. And I blame Congress for doing nothing. Mark Levin has hit the nail on the head. You've got 2 sides of the Democrat Party. You've got the communist side, and you've got the Democrat light side, which used to be Republicans. So the Democrats used to be Democrats, now they're communists, and the Republicans are now a Democrat light. And that's why they were attacking guys like Ted Cruz. They do not want to see anybody but their selected candidate, Jeb Bush, running for the presidency. And the party of death doesn't want to see anybody running for the presidency but Hillary Bloodclot Clinton, the bitch of Benghazi. Who cares how they died? Who cares? It doesn't matter. All that matters is that I'm on Mount Rushmore. Yeah. The first woman president. You know what? I got a candidate for the first black president. the first black president in the history of the United States, Dr. Carson. The guy is great. He's good. He's even-handed. He's sensible. He's reasonable. He gets to the heart of the matter. You would think he was a brain surgeon. This guy is so sharp. And he's out there with his one bus, and he's doing it all alone. And I like guys that do it all alone. I like guys that can stand and deliver. So, good luck to you, Dr. Carson. And when your trumpet blows, I'll be listening, and I'll be voting for you. However, if Stanley McChrystal decides he's going to run, I may pass over you only because the next war is nuclear, and we're not ready for it. We don't even have drills in school. But they're all worried about global warming, which in 10,000 years is going to raise the temperature 1 degree. Yeah, but in 10 minutes, a nuke, it can raise the temperature 30,000 degrees. And our kids aren't ready. They don't know how to duck and cover. They don't know if, I don't know if the schools have fallout shelters, bomb shelters. We're in trouble. We're not ready for anything. And you know what the first president of the United States has said very wisely, and it should be the golden rule. George Washington said, in times of peace, prepare for war. And wiser advice was never given to an American. And every time we haven't been prepared, we've been snookered. We weren't ready for World War II, and the Japanese let us know it. Luckily, we were able to catch up. But George Patton said at the end of World War II, twice in his lifetime, he saw the United States come from behind to win. He didn't think in the age of missiles and atomic bombs that we could do it a third time. That's his opinion. And you know what? That weighs heavily with me. So, let's see what he said here. He has broken our laws once again, didn't go to Congress, and continues to act as a dictator, not a president. And I blame Congress for doing nothing about it. We had a government set up to stop this kind of tyranny, but they refused to act, so one has to think maybe they're all in it together. I believe that. I believe that. You'll be the bad guy this time, and I'll be the bad guy. I also believe that when it comes to voting on something that hurts the American people, and the Democrats have got the majority of the vote, they will allow certain Democrats to vote with the Republicans so that those Democrats look like they're fair and impartial. I believe that. And that's a good tactic. Or as Jimmy from Brooklyn says, when the communists win, they win, and when they lose, they win. That's interesting, huh? And here's a guy that's saying, Ben Carson deserves to be president, hands down. He would be the first black president, which would be good. And he's a black American, which would be excellent. Let's see what this lady says. Her name is Carolyn. And I hope they... I hope they planted GPS devices in the guys they just released. And they will go back terrorist activities so we know where the targets are. That's very good. Very good, lady. Bergdahl will need a lot of debriefing by someone trained on dealing with those coming out of cults. He might have been programmed to do God only knows against America and Americans. Very possible. And from the looks of his father, I'm worried for him. Sorry. I know that people don't agree with me, but, you know, sometimes I get this gut feeling. You ever get that in your gut? And you can't explain why you're doing something a certain way, but it turns out to be the right way. Yeah. I don't know why. I used to say that to my kids all the time. I don't know why I made that ruling, but something in my gut told me to make it, to make that that ruling. And then when I go against my gut feeling, it comes back to haunt me, because then I remember what it was that caused that gut feeling. I get deja vu too late. Let's see what else we got. Upcoming Northeast home auctions. Oh, man, the real estate. Boy, did we screw up the real estate market in this country. When I grew up, it was my dream to have a house. And I bought a house, and it only went up in value for 25 years. Only went up in value. It's like my accountant once told me that the average farmer, he goes out in the back porch and he looks over the acreage and he knows he's worth more tomorrow than yesterday. You know? Sadly, what they do is sell the acreage so that they can build houses, and then we lose a good farmer. And sadly, I heard a farmer talking. He had 22 acres. He was down, I think, in Tennessee. And he was growing, you know, certain staple crops, you know, corn and whatever else they grow, you know, beans and beets. And but anyway, the guy asked him. He was on C-SPAN, and I think it was C-SPAN. And the guy says, "Do you mind if I ask how much you make a year? Are you ready?" He says, "I make $3,200 a year." He says, "You know, I've got a pension coming in, and this helps me pay my taxes." Isn't that a bitch? Huh? This guy's got to grow crops to pay his taxes. You know, and meanwhile, you've got senators that party like it's 1998, whatever. It's unbelievable. It is unbelievable. You see that GSA guy? He had his picture taken in the bathtub with a big gold chain around his neck, and there was two wine glasses in the tub, and they only showed him. Yeah, I wonder if it was another GSA guy on the other end of the tub. Yeah. Oh, man, we're sick. We're in trouble. I'm going to talk to you about McChrystal. McChrystal may be a big disappointment for me, but right now I'm rolling the dice with McChrystal. I do notice that when he came out with his book, which I happen to have, and so far, when I do spot read it, the first thing I did was go into the back index and looked up Rolling Stone, and so I got to his story of what happened to him with Rolling Stone, and I call it Rolling Communist Stone. And McChrystal, you got to remember, I think he's 34 years in the military. He eats one meal a day. He runs 5 to 7 miles a day. And the thing that impressed me the most about McChrystal, I went looking for pictures of McChrystal. You always see him in action. You don't very when you see him sitting on a desk. He's looking at a briefing that's up on the screen, and he's looking at a map at targets and so forth. But the thing that impressed me about McChrystal, being an ex-GI, he came walking out of a building, and there was a private there. I don't know if the private was doing guard duty or he was just entering the building, and he snapped to attention and saluted McChrystal. And McChrystal stuck his hand out and shook his hand. You know, you don't see that every day. And there's a story in McChrystal's book about a raid he went on with 40 Rangers just as a spectator. And he watched them take out an IED factory. And then they went and they rounded up from a strip mall. They rounded up about 40 guys. And they had them laying on the ground with their hands behind their head. And they were checking them out. And there was one guy who had his son there, and his son was about 4 years old, and the kid was doing the same thing his father was doing. The kid lay down on the ground, turned his face towards his father, put his hands on the back of the head. And McChrystal, that tore up McChrystal, that his father was being humiliated in front of his son. And he said to himself, that father probably wants to stand up and, you know, stand up and just take his pride back. But he couldn't do it because he didn't want to jeopardize the life of his son. And but he felt for the father and the son. So that shows you this is a general that's compassionate. And, of course, the communists try to say that he covered up the death of Pat Tillman. And the communists wanted to sue the government for homicide because Pat Tillman got killed in a crossfire. Hey, that happens. You know, you can go on. Hunting accidents happen. One guy trips and the gun goes off and the bullet goes into somebody. Look what Dick Cheney did to his friend. But I think McChrystal's motive to cover up Pat Tillman, and he put Pat Tillman in for a citation, was because he was thinking of Pat Tillman's mom and parents who were going to get the news that, you know, instead of getting the news he was killed in a crossfire, they could rest in peace knowing that he fought bravely for his country, which he did, which he did. It's just to soften the blow to the family, and I believe that was his only intention. And it sure beats Casey Sheehan's mother dragging his body all the way to Venezuela for communist points. Remember Cindy Sheehan standing outside of Crawford with Code Stink? Right? Putting crosses in the ground, accusing Bush of murdering innocent people. Boy, the communists really know how to do it, huh? They'll tell you. And they'll tell you about the 100,000 in Nagasaki and the 100,000 in Hiroshima that died because the Americans dropped the atomic bomb. But they'll never tell you about the 10 million Ukrainians that they cordoned off, took all their cattle, took all of their feedstocks, took all of their food, and turned the entire country into a concentration camp and starved them out to the point that mothers were eating their children. That's a fact. 10 million of them killed by Stalin and I think Lenin or Leventi Beria. But you ask any Ukrainian, he'll give you an update. So beware of the communists because they never talk about their atrocities. They'll point you to Nazi Germany, which went out of business in 1945. But the communists are alive and well. Just go to Vietnam, you'll see them. Go to Cuba, you'll see them. Go to Nicaragua, you'll see them. Go to Venezuela, you'll see them. Go to Detroit, you'll see them. Go to Chicago, you'll see them. Go to New York. Jimmy from Brooklyn called me one day and he said, hey, Tom, guess how many guys are in the mafia in the entire country? I said, Jimmy, I have no idea. How many? It's a figure of speech. How many? He says, 10,000 throughout the whole country. He says, guess how many communists are on the Lower East Side of New York? I says, I have no idea. How many, Jimmy? He says, 800,000. How's that? They're all here. They're in the universities. I see a girl, a Jewish girl, goes to, in Illinois, she goes to St. Vincent de Paul College, a Catholic college, I believe. I mean, they got a statue of St. Vincent de Paul, and he's got two kids on his arms. Hang in there one second. Hello? We're back. Okay. Relatives calling on a Saturday night. It's ridiculous. Yeah, I told them we have no money. But anyway. Okay. So here's the story. Obama takes forever to dismiss incompetence unless your name is General McChrystal. Obama gave bin Laden 4 months to step down, but Stan the Man got his notice in 24 hours. Then I do a little song. You ever hear Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho? You know that song? It's a Negro spiritual. It's one of their popular ones. You can talk about your kings, Gideon. You can talk about your man of Saul. But there's none like Barack and Hillary when Benghazi is about to fall. Yeah. Every crime committed against humanity by the party of death is covered up in the communist media. From cattle rustling to child murder, and no matter what Roe versus Wade says, it's murder. And when you meet the big banger, he's going to let you know that you knew it was murder. Yeah. So this anti-American movement continues to roll on. For the first time in American history, we now have two parties, the Communist Party, formerly the Democamos, and the Repuppy Party, which is Democrat Light. Obama, the Constitution Pac-Man, never fires incompetence. He needs it to grow. How else can he give good speeches? As the American Indians used to say, all wind, no rain. As for treating women right, did you see what he did to Gal Friday reporter when she asked him, how about Syria? He said, can't you see that Chuck Hagel was attacking Thailand? Yeah. He put her down, and he turned his back on her. Yes, we is all equal unless you get uppity. Demanding freedom and answers. You better be careful, girl. He will put you in the health care plan. That's the equivalent of being German and sent to the Russian front. And by the way, Putin is going to Normandy, but will try to avoid Obama. He does not want to be in the health care plan either. And the best suggestion came from a possible presidential candidate, Dr. Carson, who's got his own bus. He's a one-man band, and he's out there, and he's telling the truth. That's how he's going to win. He told the truth. That's why he told the truth. Take it all down. That's what Carson says. Take it all down and start over without the layers of corruption. There's a book that sometimes I jump on. It's called Throw Them All Out, and it's about all of the insider trading that's going on in Washington. And I thought of this book because the FBI that protects all the mosques under Mueller, yes, you can't get an FBI agent when you need one, and I'll tell you they're working on the case, and they can't disclose anything. But you can, if you got a mosque, you can get two FBI agents in 10 minutes. But anyway, there's a big scandal. The FBI just busted Carl Icahn and a big golfer. I think his name is like Mickelson, and also a big gambler. I forget his name. But all three have been charged with insider trading, and it's been an ongoing investigation for 2 years. So, what do you think? What do you think happens? What do you think happens? 2 years, they're investigating three guys, they make a bust. And what it was Icahn was buying a company, and he told the two guys about it, so they had inside information before he made the buy, and they bought the stock, and of course it went up, and they all got rich. But the company went out of business. Sort of like Solyndra. I wonder if there's inside trading going on. Did anybody buy Solyndra stock? Did anybody ask to see the sheets, the purchase sheets? No. You know why? Because insider trading to a senator or a congressman is legal. They passed a law that says everybody else goes to jail but us. Now, if the FBI, who only could bust three guys in 2 years, went up to Capitol Hill, they could have walked out of there in 24 hours with 400 guys. Yeah, you don't believe that. You think everything is hunky-dory. Okay, so back to the front. We had a hands-on commander named McChrystal, responsible for the combat lives of over 100,000 troops. a 3-star general who got an email from a sergeant that said, "Boss, you better come to my outpost and see what's going on." In 1 week, he was on a C-130, landed, and switched to a UE helicopter, getting as close to the battlefield as possible, then by striker to visit the sergeant. He surveyed the situation. He met a trooper named Mike that stuck in his mind, that impressed him, a real gung-ho guy. 2 weeks later, Mike was killed in action. On another mission, he joined 40 Rangers in a daytime raid. I told you about that, the 4-year-old boy, and it tore him up. This is truly a compassionate man. Obama is not compassionate. Not at all. So what was his crime? In a bar with a trusted reporter who had been on 2 prior missions with the general, an aide to McChrystal called Joe Biden, "Joe Bite Me." Once that became news, the very thin-skinned community organizer in non-combat IED free zones recalled McChrystal and gave him the golf shoe boot. Incidentally, that same reporter for Rolling Communist magazine was working on a scandal in the White House. He is dead now, after his brand-new Mercedes sped up and exploded in a tree. A voice in my head says, "You're not going to do that to me, what you did to McChrystal. I won't tolerate it." After Stan the Man was pulled off the front lines, his replacement was caught in flagrante delicioso, and he too was gone. I think that was Petraeus. Oh, how they hated Petraeus. Remember they called him Betrayus? Yeah, the media sets the mindset of the average American jerk. "Yeah, I'm a jerk. I read the Times. I get all my information from NBC. Nothing but communists. ABC, always be communist. CNN, the communist news network. Yes, I'm told what to do and I do it." Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. So, we do not have an exact count on how many generals were ultimately removed from their oath of allegiance, but I'm sure that China and Russia has that information from KGB agent Snowjob. I love Snowjob's wife's beater excuse. "I did it for your benefit." He went to China first. China picked the information they wanted, said, "This is good. We got this. We know these guys here. We know this religion here. Yes, this is good information. We'll kill all those people tomorrow. Thank you." And go see a Rasputin, and you might get some reward money, or maybe you'll get a Lenin Peace Prize. Or maybe you'll be buried in the Kremlin wall with Ted Kennedy. So the moral of the story is, you lost your country and you're never getting it back. And that's why the title of my show tonight is, "Are You Doing Anything? Want to Start a Revolution?" It's only a matter of time before non-payment of stupid student loans will be punishable by death. Government-controlled air will be sold by the gasp. Is he a Republican? Shut off his air supply. You know how they're going to save Social Security? They're going to cordon off the villages in Florida and gas everybody. And they'll call it saving Social Security. Do not try to voice an opinion without review and permission plus a screening. Report anybody who draws a cross or makes Christian-like moves. Turn in any football team that attempts a Hail Mary, a pass, and denounce the name change of the Washington Whiteskins. But most of all, pray for us who were conceived in freedom and lost it one day at a time. Spirit of America Party, RadioShow.com, YouTube, American Crossroads, Abu Tam, YouTube, Save the Kids. Save the Kids, Abu Tam. You want to see what abortion does? Time for the Ghost Riders.
FBIO, the cowpoke went riding out one dark and windy day. Upon a ridge he rested as he went along his way. When all at once the mighty herd of red-eyed cows he saw a plowing through the ragged skies, and up a cloudy draw. The ghost herd in the sky. Their brands were still on fire and their hooves were made of steel. Their horns were black and shiny and their hot red heat to feel. A bolt of fear went through them as they thundered through the sky, for he saw the riders coming hard and he heard their mournful cry. Ghost riders in the sky. Their faces gaunt, their eyes were blurred, and shirts all soaked with sweat. They're riding hard to catch that herd, but they ain't caught 'em yet. 'Cause they got to ride forever on that range up in the sky, on horses snorting flame and fire, as they ride on, hear them cry. The riders loped on by a man, he heard one call his name. If you want to save your soul from hell or riding on our range, then cowboy, change your ways today, or with us you will ride, a-trying to catch the devil's herd across these endless skies. Yippee-i-o. The ghost rides in the sky.
Yippee-i-o, 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 yippee-i-o.
Okay, we're back. We're back. We're back. On the subject of the VA scandal, how many times have you been told in your lifetime, if you don't see what you like, you think they're not doing the job, you write your congressman, you write your senator. So here's a little sidebar. No one ever wrote Senator McCain about the Phoenix VA hospital atrocities? You think he has maybe 1,000 memos? How come he's not held accountable? Did he learn about it in the news also? Nobody ever wrote a Senator McCain about the Mexican drug forwarding operation through the Arizona hub? How come? It is really sad. No, this thing doesn't fall on one guy. This doesn't fall on General Kinseki. No, this falls on a lot of people. And that's what Carson says. Take it all down and build it from scratch. And you'll get rid of all of the termites and the yoke of freedom. What are you doing here? Oh, well, I oversee him and he oversees her. Yeah? Oh, well, we only need one overseer. Next! And that's what's got to happen. And you want to know something? You start with the VA. And forget about this health care plan. Kill it. Do not let it get started. It's like a virus itself. We'll all be sick from it. Get rid of it. when you seen the sneaker of the house stand up and say, sign it and we'll find out what's in it later. Don't buy a house from her or a car, because she'll tell you the same thing. Oh, no, you can't look under the hood until you buy it. Oh, no, you can't go in the house until you buy it. Yeah. Would you do that? No, you wouldn't. But why are you letting them give you, force-feed you a health care plan that is going to cost you more than you got right now? You talk to people that are getting shuffled around right now, they're all paying more money. I haven't heard one guy come out and say he's getting it for nothing, unless he's getting it for nothing. But that's not going to be you. You have to pay. You got to carry him. Yes, sir, you got to carry him. You know, there are people out there that are waiting for you to go to work tomorrow. Yeah. Is he on the job yet? You know, I mean, I can't be. I have to go to the Oprah show today. I want to make sure that he's paying those taxes. It is really terrible, really terrible. I'm going to give you a tune dedicated to a girl named Gloria. Okay, I'm back. You know, I started to tell you about St. Vincent de Paul College in Chicago, outside of Chicago. And what shocked me was there was a Jewish girl who was complaining that she doesn't feel safe on the campus because there's a lot of anti-Semitism. And I said, I can't believe that. I mean, a Catholic college would never do that. And so I hope to get more information. I wrote to find out. They interviewed two Jewish girls, and they both felt uncomfortable. Now, what's a Jewish girl doing in a Catholic college? Well, I've heard of Muslim girls going to Catholic colleges because it's a little bit more moral. But then I've also heard that when the Muslim girls get there, they don't feel they're not impressed. So maybe the Catholic colleges aren't as moral as they used to be. And I think that the Cardinal Newman Society would agree with what I just said. And it's really sad when you look at Georgetown and Sandra Fluck, who wanted a condom dispenser over a headboard and paid for by the Students Association, by the Catholic Church. It's my right as a woman. Yeah. How about you pay for yourself, honey, huh? Come on. You know, if you want self-inflicted wounds, do it yourself. But anyway, I stated that I can't believe this is happening in a Catholic college. After all, our founder is a rabbi. And I hope that, I think it has to do with the Muslim backlash and which feeds into anti-Semitism. And the issue is Palestine. I think that's, you know, it's, that's the way they're coming around it. But we'll see. We'll learn more. And as we do, I will tell you about it. Pay attention to, no attention to that phone ringing. It's a bill collector. I never answer it. As a matter of fact, when they get nasty, you know what I tell them? I say, look, I'm going to tell you how I pay my bills. You just abused me verbally, and I'm very upset about it. The way I pay my bills is I take all the bills I have, and I put them in a hat, and I throw it up in the air. And the first 10 bills that hit the floor get paid first. And just because you were so rude to me, this time your name's not even going in the hat. Okay. So now we'll tell you about some pro-life headlines, because everybody's killing kids, and I got to stand up for them. Because you know why? Every day I get a little bit closer to God. Yeah, it has to do with aging. And when I stand at the Nuremberg Trials Part 2 for the Americans, I want to be able to say I try to help them, Lord. I really did. So, and that's what I'm doing. I do have a YouTube video if you want to see the sorrow and the pity. It's called Save the Kids, Abutam. You'll find it faster if you use my Abutam, A-B-U-T-O-M. Save the Kids. If you want to know who's betraying the country, you can also go on YouTube, Flag Burners of Record. That's another one. Flag Burners of Record, and do Abutam. And if you want to see 46 great men who died in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan, go to SEAL Team 6 Sacrificed. Abutam, you should be able to find it. So we're going to give you some pro-life news. I'm just going to do the headline. I'm not going to get into it, but I just want you to know what's going on. Medical examiner confirms woman died from heart attack after botched abortion. Miriam Ibrahim, her husband, pleads for support for his wife. Obama administration is not helping. No, there's no news there for him. What's he going to do? He's going to go against his own religion and make them look bad? He's not going to do that. He's not going to do that. He just won't do it. He'll Benghazi that girl. Miriam Ibrahim is the Christian who won't renounce her religion, so they're going to execute her. She delivered the baby in prison, and I think she's in there with another daughter and the baby, and she's chained to the bed. Yeah, that's the Muslim way, you know. The religion of peace, a piece of you, a piece of me. Mom who refused brain surgery and gave birth in a coma is improving, and the baby is headed home. Twin girls are saved from abortion in China. Husband's family only wanted boys. That goes on in this country. Don't think it doesn't go on in this country. Ancient Egyptian mummy determined to be unborn baby at 12 to 16 weeks. Abortion clinic nurse who claims she serves God assaults a pro-lifer. Just like vets waited for care at VA hospitals, Obama and Democrats want your health care rationed. Oh, you see what's going on in these VA hospitals? You're going to see it firsthand because it's going to happen to you. You kill this Obamacare deal. You repeal it. You get it wiped out, and we start from scratch, and we take care of everybody. Democrat are too pro-life, and you know, I got to tell you something. They knew all of the companies that were going to benefit from Obama health care. The House and the Senate both knew who was going to get gravy. And they have bought stocks in the gravy companies and dumped stocks in the companies that are getting the shaft. And that's called insider trading, and they do it every day. They made it a law, and when they got caught, they rescinded the law, and 30 days later, they reinstated the law. If you're not watching them, they're screwing you. That's why I say one term per termite. That's right, 4 years, don't make it a career screwing us. You can only screw us for 4 years. If I was running for president, I would say, vote for me, I'll steal only half of what the other guys are stealing. Okay. Democrat to pro-life Hispanic Governor Susana Martinez. Send her back where she came from. Isn't that nice? Rape victims hurt by assumption that they want abortion. This simple pro-life law is closing abortion clinics across the country and saving babies. 1,200,000 we kill. Now, in 5 years, that's all of the Jewish people that Hitler murdered. So we've been doing this for how long? 25 years? 40 years? Man, imagine the body count. I wonder how high that pile would be. Motion filed in court requests that Justina Pelletier to be returned home. Isn't that something, how the state made that family look like trash? And they took charge of the baby. Judge tells abortionists, quit trying to break the law and put women's lives at risk. Bogus trespass charges dismissed that Planned Parenthood filed against pro-life advocate. Yeah, bogus charges. That's like Nancy Pelosi with her procession to the Congress steps saying that the Tea Party said the N-word. And when Breitbart offered $100,000 for anybody that could prove what Nancy Pelosi said, nobody took his money. Woman sets record giving birth at 46 using IVF and her own eggs. Medical examiner confirms woman died from heart attack. We saw that from a botched abortion. Euthanasia activist pushing starvation as death with dignity, like they did to Terry Schiavo. That was an outrage, man. You know what? That's the second outrage, the greatest outrage I ever saw. The kidnapping of Elian Gonzalez during Holy Week in Miami was the greatest outrage. But I got to say, Terry Schiavo passes that up. You know why? She was the witness to a murder. She was the only witness to a murder, her murder. So, and I remember who was standing there blocking the door. Senator Nelson, I call him Bayonet the Baby's Nelson because he votes for abortion. And Debbie Wasserman Schultz, you know the one with the spaghetti hairdo? Do you know that she can't go to a beauty parlor in New York? She's banned. She has to go to a pizza parlor. Yeah, and when Tony, the pizza guy, is finished doing her hair, he looks it over, he stands back, and he goes, what do you want to top it off with, anchovies or mushrooms? Listen, don't get on my bad side. Okay, let's see what it says. Here's another one talking about Bo Bergdahl. Oh, this is a bad one. This is a bad one. This guy's calling for his execution. I just say the guy's mentally. He's mental. He went mental when he walked off. I'm not gonna walk in his moccasins. How come we only get one and they get five? I'm happy after 5 years that Sergeant Bergdahl is coming home, but I'm wondering just how much of him we're really getting back. Yeah, you know, it's hard, man. Let's see what else this guy says. Carolyn, while I agree with your talk about debriefing for any of our military coming out of prison after all this time, I really think they should have stored pigs in the aircraft before they sent those sediment bags back to wherever. Maybe that will help. I say take all of those guys in Gitmo and take them right to California and let them march. Or in Queens. Queens is having a gay pride parade tomorrow. They do it on a holy day. And put those Al-Qaeda, Taliban, Hezbollah, Hamas, put them in the front of the parade in nice colored costumes, in ladies' dresses. Yeah, and then take their pictures and send them back to the Holy Land. Yeah, that Holy Land, only because there's holes made by all of the IEDs. Okay, I think they should serve them bacon and eggs for breakfast, a ham sandwich for their lunch, and pork chops for dinner. You know what? I think that's a big myth. I really do. I don't think the Muslims take that as serious as we think they do. This guy says right. Reverend Wright. Obama's upcoming investments with your tax dollars. You want to hear that one? We'll do another tone. We'll slip to a tone. Next week, Mr. Obama will announce a cap-and-trade fiat without the trade. Cap-and-trade was rejected by Congress, but Obama is bypassing Congress because he is El Rey. He is the Grand Caliph. He is the High Mucky Muck. Okay, we'll give you a tune, and then we'll come back with some other news. Let's see if we can get a nice tune for you. Ah, yeah, a little Willy Bobo. wife was watching one of those conservation channels, and they were showing Washington State. Two American Indians were in a very small boat, and they were fishing for salmon. And they had about four salmon in the boat, and they got surrounded by a team of what do you call them? I can't think of the name. My mind is going. A SWAT team. They were surrounded by a SWAT team, and they were told to come to the shore with their four fish. And they were, I don't know if they were arrested, but they were fined. And the Indian guy was saying, hey, look, we're allowed to do this by treaty, the Treaty of 1866. And the guy said, no, that doesn't count anymore. This is the new government. Right? I said, I hope they go on the war path. Yeah, we'll give them something to think about. Get some fish. The tyranny of a rogue government. The government has just expanded its power over hundreds of millions of us without anyone taking notice. They are whittling away at what's left of the Fourth Amendment. The government will now collect and share your most intimate financial and personal details. And they will be available on yet another government database. There will be no secrets, no privacy, no Fourth Amendment for individual Americans, as this database is established under the false flag of American safety and security, and they will figure out who you voted for in the last election. How can they do that? They can do it. They just got to put you in different categories, you know. Do you go to church? Oh, he's probably a Republican. Democrats don't go to church. Yeah. Do they believe in God? No, Democrats don't believe in God. They voted him out after the last convention. If you want to see the truth, can you handle it? Go to YouTube and just type in Democrats vote God out. And see what comes up. Convention. Democrat convention. God is out. Yeah. A new national mortgage database program will be launched as part of a joint venture by the FHFA and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. I had a brainstorm. I was thinking about they were announcing a big food chain. Was a food distribution chain was acquiring another food distribution chain for like $29 billion. And I said, wow, man, that's a lot. Those guys are reaching into their treasury and they're paying out $29 billion. No, they're not. They're going to raise the price of the food. And that's where the $29 billion is coming from. So the FHFA and the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, there are companies that are going to profit from this joint venture. And already the congressmen know who those companies are before it's announced, and they have the right to trade their stock with inside information, and I'll bet you they did it. If the FBI went up to Capitol Hill, they could walk out with 400 criminals tomorrow. Yeah, wouldn't you like to see Chuck Schumer in handcuffs? Wouldn't you like to see Levin, Carlo, I call him Carlos the Jekyll, Levin, yeah, with his coat over his head. Yeah, John Kerry is a big trader. He makes a lot of money. Yeah, and you know what? Investigate champagne contributions. Like Al Franken's up, he's up competing against some poor guy. And Al Franken's got $20 million in his war chest. And if he loses the election, he leaves. Yeah, you know what? I'll spend $80 on this campaign, and I'll walk out with $19 million and change. Yeah, they all leave with their war chest. When Torricelli, who was from Crooked, New Jersey, he left. He walked off the you know what happened to Torricelli? He had a friend that was a Chinese businessman, and he used to take the Chinese businessman shopping, and he would say to the Chinese businessman, buy me that buy me that, buy me that, buy me this, buy me that. And the Chinese guy got fed up and blew the whistle on him. So guess what happened? They put the Chinese guy in jail for 5 years. And Torricelli walked off the platform with the $5 million war chest. And Frank Loudmouthberg, who is now gone to meet his maker, complained that Torricelli didn't hand over the money. And they said, don't worry about it. There's plenty where that came from. Did you ever hear of the golden taxpayer? Oh, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. We can't even go to the moon anymore. The Chinese are going to have a colony there by the end of the year. That's what they said. I hope that's Hussein bragging. You know Hussein bragging? I got nukes. And then George Bush had to send 60,000 inspectors because we couldn't trust Mohammed Baradei, the nuclear United Nations inspector who just ran for President of Iran. Yeah, we're so stupid, man. We're so stupid. We are naive. We're cherries, man, in this world. In this world of corruption. I mean, we're buying dope. How dopey is that? How dopey is that? We're buying dope. Okay. Let's see here. Oh, we did Gypsy Woman last night. My One and Only Love by the Harp Tones. That's a nice tune. Share it with you. The military is not the military of your father or your grandfather. And I was told this story. A young man went to basic training. He was in the reserves. I think it was the Army Reserves, but I might be wrong. And he did his time at the boot camp at basic. And he came home, and he was now in the reserves. and he was assigned to a location that he didn't like. So he called the sergeant and asked if he could be transferred to another location that he did like, and the sergeant said no. So he asked the sergeant to hold on, and he put his mother on the phone. Enough said, right? That's what's happening, man. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. Yeah, Sergeant, why can't my son? So, the feds are investigating whether golf legend Phil Mickelson, billionaire investor Carl Icahn, and Vegas gambling kingpin William Billy Walters took part in an insider trading scheme. Federal law enforcement sources, I like when the warning comes up on your, you're watching a video. You copyright this, you'll be in trouble with the FBI. I'm looking under the bed. I'm checking for wires and the flowers. Yeah, unbelievable. The FBI and the Securities and Exchange Commission suspect the Mickelson and Walters illegally traded on non-public information from Icahn about his investments, specifically the takeover of Clorox. They couldn't even leave Clorox alone, these guys. Poor Clorox, or rich Clorox. The two-year investigation was launched after Icahn made a purchase. 2 years and they got three guys? And go to Capitol Hill in one sweep, you can nail 400 politicians. Justice for some, profits for others. Inside trading is a crime, but not for the House and the Senate. They voted to be exceptionalized, like everything else they do. So what's the remedy, Doc? Easy. One term per termite. $1 maximum champagne contribution. And you have to be a vet to hold the job. And the only lobby is in a hotel. Yeah, lobbies. Everything is bribes, man. They dress it up. They call it by a different name, but it's a bribe. Egyptians blast Obama for interfering with their internal affairs. And we'll huff and we'll puff and we'll blow your house up. Yeah, the three little pigs. It's a Muslim love story. Egyptians blast Obama for interfering with Egypt's eternal affairs. They got a picture of Obama with a big X through it. And it is really funny. It is really funny. And they got photos. They're all marching with Obama's effigy. Next to it is a picture of a polar bear on one little piece of ice, and the headline says, "Scientists admit a polar bear numbers were made up to BS the dumb Americans." Several Egyptian signatories blasted President Obama. Him and CNN tried to take over the country for the Muslim Brotherhood under orders from Umar Abedin. Yeah. And Susan Rice. And what's the other one? Valerie Jarrett. When I heard that kid's father say, Bismillah Rahman Rahim, I said, oh, man. And an American. That's the other one. They got an American in Syria. An American in Syria has become a suicide bomber. I said, okay, let me see what he looks like. What's his name? O'Reilly, O'Toole, McGillicuddy? Well, no. It's Hakim. I said, he's an American citizen. I flash back to when the Israelis went to Lebanon because they were tired of getting all the rockets from Hezbollah, from Iran to Lebanon to Israel. And the big communist headline here was, you know, in the Times and the Slimes, oh, and the good news is, you want to hear some good news? Newsweek is out of business. Isn't that wonderful? You go to my website, www.captainsblog.us. I got a tribute to 2,500 guys who died in the Iraq War, all by name and town. Okay? You scroll down forever. But I also have a picture of December 7th, the anniversary of Pearl Harbor, on the front cover of Newsweek, the Japanese version of Newsweek, and there's a trash can. And guess what's in the garbage? An American flag. And that was Newsweek's salute to the USA. So, good riddance to big rubbish. Good riddance. I used to spell it W-E-A-K. Yes, yeah, so what were we saying before I was rudely interrupted? I also have a picture that I had of a polar bear, and he's standing on a glacier, and he's got 1 foot in the air. So he's standing on 1 foot, and I captioned underneath, I put his, ooh, this ice is hot. Yeah, then I also have pictures of 2 polar bears going to Florida for the winter, and they're wearing their Hawaiian shirts. Yeah, we're in trouble, man. We're in trouble. Okay, so that's what happened. CNN led the attack. And, they all got cell phones, and they're overthrowing the government for the Muslim Brotherhood, just like President Obama ordered. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, mercy was the president. And he got no mercy. He's been sentenced to death because a guy named a sissy. Yeah, a sissy. He's an a sissy. And a sissy overthrew the Muslim Brotherhood. And 670 of them are supposed to have executions. You want to hear the comments? Okay. All right, Egypt, come over here, arrest the Muslim terrorist pig and take him back to your country and hold a public execution. That'll solve our problems and yours, okay? And the next guy says, and these are all American flags next to all of these. Oh, I see how I digress. So the big headline was when the Israelis went to Lebanon, 10,000 American citizens trapped in Tyre. And then they showed a picture of the 10,000 American citizens that were all wearing burqas. So now we got a guy that went to Syria from, I think he's from California. They're all coming out of California, all these jihadists. You know, American citizen. He's now a jihadist. Let me tell you something. Drop the word American citizen. The minute he took up arms against the United States and left his country, he is no longer an American citizen. Tear up his papers. He is a dog with papers. Kiss his ass goodbye. We don't need to see him. Let him stay there. Let him die there. Oh, no, he has rights. Oh, yes, we'll get the ACLU after you. And the Southern Poverty Law Center. And CARE. We'll show you how much we care. Obama's continued support of the Muslim Brotherhood is an affront to all good Americans. Yeah, he is. You know what? That's why I want to see Ben Carson run. I want a black American. I want a real American citizen. You know his records aren't hidden. It is really sad. Okay. With a good and honest president, the welfare of our country should come before any dedicated support of a hostile group dedicated to world conquest. $5 billion he's hiring mercenaries now to fight for the United States. The Egyptians have done well in establishing their new government. They said the turnout wasn't good. They extended it another day. But I got to tell you, if Sisi doesn't get assassinated like Anwar Sadat, he'll be doing good. And maybe he should convert to Christianity. He doesn't have to change his last name. He just has to take St. Francis Assisi. You come to Staten Island, there's a lot of mafia here, you know. They got a statue of St. Francis of Assisi. He's holding a machine gun. Don't take it personally, guys. I eat all the food. I love the food. Let me see what else. We'll give you a tone. I'm not going to play Democrat and say some of my best friends are Italian. And you know what? I got to tell you, between us all, tell me this doesn't sound fishy. Who do you trust the least? One of your own who says, you and I are the same, we got to stick together. Huh? What does that do? That turns you right off, right? Because you know, when I was in Kuwait, right in 93, we had a trade show. We were the first ones there. We beat the Brits. The word got out that the Brits were coming with a trade ship loaded with goods. So the CIA flew us in a one-way plane flight. You had to get out on your own. But we got there. We beat the Brits because, of course, the USA wasn't ready for anything as usual. The two biggest weaknesses of our government are intelligence and the ability to negotiate. 5-1, you gave 5 to get 1 back. How long could you work in the marketplace? Yeah. So a lot of Kuwaitis used to come to my booth, and they would come in pairs. And I got to tell you, they're very honest. They're very honest people. At least when they came to my booth, they were honest. They would borrow my pen to write their name on a card because all the business cards were no good. They had to get new business cards because their phones were all changed and everything. And if you got caught with a fax machine, it was execution time. Saddam would kill you if you got caught with a fax machine. So, and all the air conditioners and all the buildings were removed by the Iraqis. Iraqis went to town, man. It was like Cleveland. Yeah, Cleveland during the riots. Whole battalions pulled in and looted like crazy. A guy took me up to the roof of his business. He had a car wash, and a big car wash, and they washed the cars by hand. And he had like 50 booths. And on the top of the roof, there was a chicken coop. And because he used to have chickens up there, this guy liked fresh eggs. And inside the chicken coop, you know what was in there? Empty wallets and photos of pictures of family. And the chicken coop was full of wallets that the Iraqis, you know, they would take the money from everybody and they stopped in the street. And that just to give you an idea of what happens when things go wrong. But back to the booth at the trade show. It was the first American, it was right after. I mean, when I got to the airport, the fire had just gone out. The airport was, as a matter of fact, when the Iraqis were pulling out, they set fire to all the oil wells. I took pictures from the plane of going down through the clouds, the global warming clouds. Yeah, I didn't see Al Gore there. But when I got to the booth, when I got to the hotel, Saddam ordered everything burned to the ground. So one hotel, not the one I stayed at, but another hotel, what they did was they paid off the Iraqi troops not to burn it to the ground. They set fire to the top floor and they filmed it like it was on. They just showed the top floor burning. Unbelievable, man. And when I got there, we had to go up in a baggage elevator. And bottom three floors were all bombed out and burned out. It was one fax in the entire hotel, and there were two girls operating the one fax, and all these businessmen were trying to send faxes home. This was before the computer, and computers were laptops were just coming out. I had a laptop, but it didn't matter because there was no connections. But the guys would be waiting to send faxes, and when the girls seen how many guys were waiting, the room was full of guys, they would turn their backs on. But anyway, so two guys would come at a time to my booth, and they'd say, and I'd tell them, maybe we can do business in this, we'll do business in that, you know, maybe we can work something out, we'll do a little joint venture or something, you know, whatever you want to do, we're very flexible. And the next night, both of them would come back by themselves, and they would say, Mr. Tom, I want to do business with you, but the fella I was with last night, I don't want him in the picture. And 10 minutes later, the other guys show up and do the same thing. My brother used to say, as a businessman, loyalty is 10%. When you go over 10%, when you discount more than 10%, loyalty goes out the window. So,
let's give you a tune. We're still alive here. And we'll do Life is But a Dream.
Will you take part in my
about Seattle police are suing the city for unconstitutional restriction of force. Seattle's new policy changes restrict the use of excessive force have area cops in an uproar, and they're doing everything they can to reverse those changes to lift the veil of limits while exercising brute force. 120 officers are plaintiffs in the new lawsuit. Why did a policy change occur? By 2012, Seattle Police Department had been under heavy federal watch after numerous incidents of using excessive force, mainly on minorities. Oh, man. Every time I see something, it's a minority that's getting arrested. Don't let him go. He's only shooting just to hold us off. Let him go. Yeah, man, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. Every time I see one of these 7-Eleven holdups and they show you the camera, I know that guy. I know that guy. Yeah. Yeah, well, what can I tell you? You know, when I was growing up and they had prison movies, all the guys in prison were white. You see Angels with Dirty Faces. See White Heat with Jimmy Cagney. All the guys in prison were white. There was not one black guy in prison. I don't know how it went, how it reversed itself. There's a petition to impeach Harry Reid. That's a good idea. Get him for cattle rustling. Yeah, he's the cattle queen of Nevada. Libertarian gubernatorial candidate brutally arrested. Everybody's brutally arrested. You want to see brutally arrested? Then go down to Mexico with three guns and tell them that you missed the turnoff for freedom. See what they tell you. Uh-oh. Another commander relieved of command. Obama's wiping out the military, man. He's discouraging them from joining. If you heard my article last night, the guy said it's the worst. His last 5 years was the worst 5 years of being in the military. They're just trying to chase him out. Let's see what this says. Okay. Let's see if I got this right. Another commander relieved the command. Okay. There is much more to what is going on than what this one story indicates. Please read the second article to get a grasp of what's being done in the Tuam military. This guy's a lieutenant colonel. He's a young guy. Got a beautiful wife. Involved themselves in the personal lives of airmen and families at their command. The leadership approach encouraged from the top down to help identify those in need. A month after Perry took the helm at the Lackland Air Force Base, Caroline revived the languishing Key Spouse program to reach out to families in her husband's unit. She delivered baby gifts to first-time parents, cooked lunches for flight members, and welcomed an airman alone during the holidays into their home. But what the Perrys considered acts of kindness expected of commanders, investigators called, are you ready for this? Investigators, you know what the investigators are? Commissars. Called favoritism and fraternization. A January command, a directed investigation report obtained by Air Force Times. I got to tell you something about Air Force Times, Stars and Stripes. I think it's Gannett newspapers. When the war first broke out after 9/11 and our boys were going overseas, I wanted to show them I was supporting them. I wanted to run ads in the Stars and Stripes. I asked them to send me a sample. They sent me a couple of samples of the papers. When I saw them, they were brainwashing rags. I showed them to my coworker, who was a B-52 navigator, and he looked at it. He couldn't believe what was in there. So Colonel Mark Camara, commander of the 37th Training Wing, said in an email statement he lost confidence in Perry's ability to lead the squadron. Once a standout officer on track for promotion to colonel, Perry has little hope of salvaging his career, so he's blacklisted. That is said, first-time commander. Let me see. Oh, it is on, according to an article. Deborah Liddick assumed command of an Air Force and basic military training unit. Senior Master Sergeant Monk disagreed with Colonel Liddick when she wanted to reprimand a new instructor who had expressed objections to homosexuality based on his religious teachings. You're getting a communist makeover. You can't do that anymore. Your religion doesn't count. Only thing that counts is the state, comrade. Monk then stated that he was relieved of his duties when he also refused to tell Colonel Liddick his personal opinion about gay marriage. Entering the equation now, a local pastor who had stated at least 80 airmen from Lackland had attended a private meeting at a Baptist church where they voiced their concerns about religious hostilities in the Air Force. I see a lot of bad things coming out of the Air Force Academy. I don't like what I see. Ever since, Lawford went after the tailhook scandal, they went to break this military. And the military is broken, and we're going to pay a terrible price. And you know who's going to pay the biggest price? Those who are the most naive, because they're going to freak out. And if you think suicides are high among military, wait till you see the suicides among civilians. There is an atmosphere of intimidation at Lackland Air Force Base. Gay commanders and officers are pushing their agenda on the airmen. It is a culture of fear in the military and has gone of a new level with the issue of homosexuality. It's getting worse every day. While gay and lesbian airmen can talk openly about their lifestyle, everyone else has to remain quiet. So it's what the reverse of what it used to be. The gays couldn't come out, and they had to keep their mouth shut, and nobody wanted to know about it. Now they're out, and they don't want you to open your mouth. So that's what happens in a revolution. Those who take over make the rules. Meanwhile, the senior Master Sergeant Monk, who has a spotless record after 19 years of active duty military service, has filed a religious discrimination and complaint against the Air Force. Isn't that something? We're squabbling, see? We're squabbling. We're fighting when we should be working together to make the Air Force as strong as possible so the nation can remain strong. But there's people in this country that don't want to see a strong United States. They want to see a balkanized United States, and they will play any card to destroy it. And we don't know that. We're all being played. We're all little fools. We're running around looking for lollipops. And these guys are planting landmines. Air Force officials gave Monk his Miranda warning and charged him with making false statements. Senior Master Sergeant Monk now faces a potential court-martial. And let me go back to the guys that are rotting in Leavenworth. There should be a review of everybody that went into this war back in 1991 to today. And their trials should be re-examined and make sure that they got a fair and just sentence, or they should be released because they didn't get a fair or just sentence. And we should do that review. When Lieutenant Behenna was released 5 years early on trumped-up charges, okay? And they remember, they almost got Alan West, too. They nearly gave Alan West jail time. Lieutenant Behenna said when he stepped outside into the world again, that there were two guys with him that were on suicide watch. Okay? And now we hear, what is it, 21 guys are committing suicide a month or something like that? Yeah, this is not good. This is not good. So far, Master Sergeant Monk is the only airman willing to go on the record about the travesty under Colonel Liddick's command. But no one is intimidated as speaking off the record. The problem is that other airmen know that they too will face court-martial for coming forward with the truth of Colonel Liddick's anti-Christian, pro-homosexual agenda. She is reported to have informed one airman, even thinking that homosexuality is a sin is an act of discrimination and punishment under the Uniform Code of Military Justice. You know what else is punishment under the Uniform Code of Military Justice? Cowardice in the face of the enemy. And the highest ranking officer, she's an affirmative action colonel. She's promoted all the way just to prove that the Air Force is normal. It is sad, man. It is absolutely sad. Yes, the commander-in-chief is the highest-ranking officer. And the night of Benghazi, he showed cowardice in the face of the enemy. He abandoned his post. And he is subject to a firing squad, technically. Technically, I know he'll never get it, because good is bad today, and bad is good. So we're going to close our show, if I can get a tune up here for you. Oh, I got a good one. It's called Love Hurts by Roy Orbison. And while we're talking about a tribute to Roy Orbison, a great American, a good man, lost his wife and children in a fire. He had a song that he did called In Dreams, In Dreams I Walk With You, In Dreams I Talk With You. And I often think that he did that tune when he learned of the death of his entire family in a fire. And when 9-1-1 happened, I picked three songs, one for men, one for women, and one for children. The one for men that I picked was an Irish tune called My Son. The one for women was an Irish tune called Macushla, My Darling. And the one for the kids I did was Roy Orbison's In Dreams. In dreams, just before the dawn, I awake and find you gone. I can't help it if I cry. It's really sad. It's a good tune, though. It's most appropriate. And that's the kind of music that Roy Orbison sang. And when I see all these people emulating Bruce Springsteen, and Bruce Springsteen, they call him the boss of New Jersey, and the governor is in love with him. Yeah. Bruce Springsteen has a song, Born in the USA. It should be called, changed to Unborn in the USA. We went to Nam to kill the yellow man. Is that what we went to Nam for? I thought we went to Nam to fight communism and protect the yellow men in the south of Vietnam, just like we went to Korea to protect the yellow man in the south of Korea. But no, that tune doesn't get accepted. The real truth never gets accepted. You got to take the communist line, hook and sinker. So, Bruce Springsteen, I'm going to give you a Bronx cheer. And we're going to play Roy Orbison.
No.